Well, thank you, everybody, for joining the call. And we have a really good call tonight. I think that spend a little bit of time on green foods, because we're a green food company. And no pun intended, but that's where our roots are. And there is a reason for that. There is a profound reason for that. And sometimes, as we're talking about weight loss, as we're talking about building muscles, as we're talking about, you know, warding off the flu, we forget something really important. And that is the rule of raising the bar. See, building your immunity is like raising the bar for a high jumper. Imagine that the bar is pretty low and the high jumper is a virus, or it's a bacteria, or it's just some type of illness waiting to take advantage of your body. And the bar is low and it can easily scale it. And as we begin to become stronger physically, mentally, and emotionally, then that bar gets raised. And if any one of those levels, whether it be physical, mental, or emotional, becomes weak, then that bar is lowered. And part of what we're doing here is we're trying to give you the tools to raise that bar, to raise it so high that it is unscalable. And green foods, I believe, my mission truly in life is to educate people about the healing miracle of green food and the healing power of green food. And so first, let's just take a moment and examine what green foods are, because green foods are those foods that contain chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is the pigment that makes plants green. And chlorophyll is really amazing because it performs photosynthesis, and photosynthesis is the incredible series of chemical reactions that could convert sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water into oxygen, ozone, charged trace minerals, and complex bound proteins, or unbound proteins called free-form amino acids. And so the full complexity of photosynthesis is so profound that scientists cannot explain how it works. And as a consequence, they have ignored green plants for the most part completely until just recently. Well, green plants, those plants that contain chlorophyll,
well, of course, Dave, they can't also patent them. Let's remember that.
Yes, you cannot patent a green food. But I want to give you a little bit of history to know that, so you know that in 1930s, Kellogg had a product on the market called Cerafil. And Cerafil was nothing more than tablets of wheatgrass, barleygrass, oatgrass, and alfalfa. And it was sold and nationally marketed on the radio and in the print media as the ultimate multivitamin containing every known nutrient necessary to keep humans healthy. And this is all, I have the copies of their flyers that they used to make. They had a color flyer that they put out to promote this product called Cerafil. And they had every scientist that worked for them proclaiming in the scientific literature that this was the ultimate nutrient. It's the only vitamin that the human body needed, right? And unfortunately, they then came along with the chemical nutrient industry, the whole Linus Pauling phenomenon, and basically blew the doors off of the credibility of green food. Now, a few years later, I learned about a woman named Ann Wigmore, and Ann Wigmore became my mentor. She became my teacher. And not that she took me under her wing, I'm not going to be that bold, but I went under her tutelage. In other words, I read everything that she wrote. I called her and asked questions. I volunteered at her clinic. I did whatever I could. I basically hung around and bothered her until I learned a lot. But the bottom line is, there are other people hanging around and learning a lot at that time, like Brian Clement and Victor Kolvinskis and even Bernard Jensen and so many others. But the bottom line is that I learned something really profound, and I'm going to share with you what I saw when I worked with Ann Wigmore. I saw people who were without hope. I saw people who were diseased. I saw people who had been given up on by most scientific modalities, who came as a last resort in desperation. And there they would learn from Ann how to use green foods and the plants that contain chlorophyll in their raw organic state to heal their bodies. And the miracles I saw occur are nothing short of life-changing, and they inspired me to do what I do today.
And I was challenged, however, by the fact that I did not like dealing with people who had cancer who were at the end of their lives, because I had dealt with death and disease too many times in my own life with my family and people I cared about. So I told Anne, I said, there has to be a better way. And she challenged me to go out and to meet people before they became diseased, to teach them the benefit of preventive medicine and the miracle of green food. And so this is what I'm dedicated to, but not everyone understands what green foods contain. So I want to share with you that green foods have things that other plants don't. For example, chlorophyll. If it isn't green, it can't have chlorophyll. Many times chlorophyll is degraded because we eat things that are packaged or canned or cooked, so we got to be concerned about that. Where there is chlorophyll, however, because chlorophyll sucks in really nasty stuff like ultraviolet and radioactive light, then it also has natural antioxidants that protect itself against that ultraviolet and radioactive light. They say that form follows function, and in this case, it is so totally true, because the function of green plants is to process sunlight, and sunlight contains ultraviolet and radioactive light. And so, as a consequence, that which processes sunlight must have the means to deal with this damaging, mutagenic ultraviolet and radioactive light. And green foods have an abundance of compounds that do three things. Some block the damage, some suppress the damage, they make it less, and some virtually repair the damage that is done. So blocking, suppressing, and repairing agents are all in green plants. They don't just do one thing. And so green plants contain enzymes, both digestive and antioxidant enzymes. Green plants contain polypeptide proteins and free-form amino acids like isoleucine, leucine, and valine. Very, very free-form proteins are easy for your body to convert to enzymes, connective tissue, muscle, whatever they might need. They also can have the ability to alkalize, to neutralize toxic acids within your body. And toxic acids like uric acid and lactic acid drag the body down. They take it into a catabolic state where it is breaking down. And we need to convert our body into an anabolic state where it is building up. So the acidic state is catabolic, breaking down. The alkaline state is anabolic, building up. And green foods move you from breaking down to building up, which is very, very important. Flushing acids from your body is incredibly important, as acids lead to Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis. They lead to, obviously, other things like Alzheimer's and, of course, arthritis and gout. And so to flush these acids from your body is going to do nothing more than save you from long-term pain. But one thing most people don't understand is that green foods are the number one thing you could do if you want to avoid osteoporosis in your life. See, osteoporosis is the result of acids called uric acid, for the most part, which are the byproduct of incomplete protein consumption, which is why Master Amino Complex becomes so important. And during incomplete protein consumption, the byproduct of unused or malabsorbed proteins become uric acid. Uric acid is a toxic acid that damages nerve endings, and so your body wants to buffer the toxicity of this acid by creating a barrier so it cannot damage the body. So an enzyme will be created that will melt down a portion of your bone, and this liquefied calcium will surround the toxic acid, and that toxic acid will then be encased as the pebble, little tiny microscopic pebble forms. The calcium gets hard again, thus encasing the acid and protecting your body from it. As that little microscopic pebble flows through your blood, your liver kicks it into your kidneys, and your kidneys then begin to accumulate these little tiny microscopic pebbles. And as they accumulate, you have a kidney stone that grows. And so kidney stones are basically your skeletal system migrating into your blood and through your liver and into your kidneys, where they accumulate and create kidney stones. So the bottom line is that green foods are tremendous alkalizers, and that's very important to the body. But there's various green foods, and oftentimes people become confused. Which green food is right for me? Which one should I recommend? Which one should I use? to that end, I would like to take some time to clarify this subject as much as I possibly can. First of all, there are broad categories of green foods, each one with a specific nutritive benefit. And we can start with your basic broad-leaved crucifers. Now, a cruciferous vegetable comes from the Greek word cruxi or Latin word cruxi, which means to cross over. So if you look at a leaf and the veins cross, if they create X's, then you know that that's a cruciferous vegetable. People say, well, why isn't spinach a cruciferous vegetable, even though it's deep green and nutritious? It's simply because its veins don't cross. So the cruciferous vegetables, and let's go ahead and throw spinach in there because it is so wonderful for you, but spinach does have oxalic acid. So many people refrain from taking the oxalic acid because it inhibits the absorption of calcium. But nonetheless, let's just go with cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, kale, parsley, as well as cilantro. All of these cruciferous vegetables are really phenomenal. They contain sulfur compounds like glucosinolates or sulforaphane. And these are anti-cancer compounds. They're very powerful. And cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and kale and collards and, of course, all of your greens like cabbage and Brussels sprouts and cauliflower, these are all cruciferous vegetables. They contain these sulfur compounds, and that's why you cook them. They give off that sulfuric smell. And these are very powerful anti-cancer compounds. Then we move into the grasses. These are cereal grasses, like not alfalfa. Alfalfa is a legume, like barley grass, oat grass, wheat grass, and ryegrass. Well, these grasses grow up from seeds that you could make bread from. And so they're called cereal grasses because they're the grasses that come from cereal grains. Well, cereal grasses are phenomenal because they go through a metamorphosis that a cruciferous vegetable never will. They will transform themselves metabolically, through a biologic transformation into a stalk that will bear seed. And the reason that's important is because during the time that they are genetically triggered to go from being a green leaf to a stalk, genetically this is a stage called pre-jointing. They have not yet formed a stalk, nor will they start to form grain in any way. But they will enzymatically begin to digest themselves, to break themselves down in order to recreate or remanifest themselves as a different plant. During that metamorphosis called pre-jointing, you capture thousands of nutrients that are not present in any other plant anywhere, whether it's a cruciferous vegetable or an algae. They are completely unique to these green foods. And these enzyme precursors, these amazing alkalizing minerals, these charged elements are quite unique to green foods. And they call this the grass juice factor. And this has been studied with Schnabel, who fed cruciferous vegetables only to one group of guinea pigs. And the guinea pigs did not have a very long life or very high health, but they only have the anti-cancer compound, which is really great. But when fed grasses, the guinea pigs lived a long life with amazing mental and physical capabilities. And so the grasses, they determined, had some factor in them that other green foods didn't. And so the grasses, like barley grass and wheat grass and oat grass, are phenomenal. Alfalfa is a legume. It is not a cereal grass. It is not an annual like the others are. It is a perennial. Alfalfa could grow for 100 years and has roots that could go 40, 50, 60 feet deep in the soil, breaking apart even the hardest rock and taking the mineral compounds from it. Alfalfa is land plant's highest source of chlorophyll. It has a special compound called the Wooten factor that is an anti-inflammatory protein and is really quite phenomenal. Perhaps the only persons who should never take alfalfa are people with autoimmune diseases. That's why we offer products that are alfalfa-free, because if you have lupus or multiple sclerosis, it's a possibility. I'm not guaranteeing you, but it's a possibility that because of certain concerns, which have not been confirmed, but certain people have concerns, so I would say the only time that you might want to consider whether alfalfa should be in your green food formula is if you have lupus or multiple sclerosis. Now, Alfalfa, again, is a phenomenal plant, very high in minerals, very high in chlorophyll, very high in anti-inflammatory compounds, and is not a grass but a legume, and is the more alkalizing of all the green foods. Now, moving into algae, because as you know, we have organic spirulina. We also have premium cracked cell chlorella. In addition to, and let me just break it down, in addition to our barley juice, our kamut blend, our more greens, and our best of greens. And that's just such a wide variety of products. And so I want to let you know that our high ORAC veggie is cruciferous vegetables for kids who don't eat their vegetables and won't drink a green drink. High ORAC veggie has the white tea extract in it as well to guarantee the polyphenolic compounds. And so high ORAC veggie is, again, all cruciferous vegetables and very, very important for those who need cruciferous vegetables. Our barley is 100% pure, non-pasteurized, certified organic barley. And our organic kamut blend is wheatgrass, oatgrass, alfalfa, and an enzyme complex that helps it to break down. More greens includes a variety of green plants, but no algae. And then best of greens includes everything, the cruciferous vegetables, the grasses, and the algae, as well as kelp. So basically, there's a product for everyone. If you want a whole blend of things, best of greens will be your choice. If you want a single ingredient, then barley would be your choice. If you want an easy capsule to swallow, then cruciferous vegetable blend, the high ORAC veggie, would be your choice. However, I believe that if you're getting somebody on a green drink for the very first time, that the kamut blend is inexpensive, very easy to digest because the enzyme complex we add to it, and offers a nice wide variety of both alfalfa, wheatgrass, and oatgrass, which is a very, very nice combination. That having been said, I want to explain the differences between algae because many people are confused. Spirulina is not a single-cell algae. It's a multiple-cell algae with a cell wall that is made out of glycogen. It grows in a spiral, thus the name spirulina, and it looks under a microscope like one of those springs that come inside of a pen. And when you take it, the glycogen is immediately dissolved in your gastric bile. It will not dissolve in water, however, because it grows in water, but it will be immediately broken down by your gastric bile and release its nutrient load, which includes an abundance of beta-carotenes, alpha-carotene, zeaxanthin, and lutein. All of the carotenoid complexes that are good for your eyes are in it. It also has a blue pigment. It is a blue-green algae. It has a blue pigment called phycocyan that has been proven to be one of the most amazing immune-boosting aspects, and we covered that last week. Now, spirulina is a great energy food and is almost instantly available, is relatively inexpensive, and is a phenomenal source of protein and a wide variety of nutrients like calcium, beta-carotene, the wide variety of B vitamins, including B12, although there's questions as bioavailability of that B12. It depends on the state of your digestion. However, chlorella is actually quite different. It is a single-cell organism, and this single-cell organism multiplies very, very rapidly. It is the fastest multiplying single cell ever studied by science. The reason it is special is because it is nature's highest source of chlorophyll, higher than any other food by far, and thus it is a phenomenal detoxifier. However, in addition to its ability to detoxify and eliminate heavy metals, which is unique to chlorella, it is not the same in spirulina. Chlorella is very good at detoxifying the body of heavy metals because of its high content of chlorophyll. Secondly, chlorella has never been mutated. In other words, they take chlorella and they study fossilized chlorella. They study modern chlorella. They study billions and billions and billions of chlorella cells and never found a single mutated chlorella cell. Every chlorella looks identical to its predecessor, and every subsequent generation will look identical to its predecessor because it contains a factor called the chlorella growth factor. Chlorella growth factor is a ribonucleic acid that actually defends cells during division. This is why chlorella is such an amazing product to use for people who are worried about skin cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer. I'm not saying it cures it or treats it. I'm saying it's a tremendous product because it helps regulate the division of cells. It's like a nutritional facelift. It's loaded in essential fatty acids, ribonucleic acids, chlorophyll, the chlorella growth factor, and protein. So chlorella is more expensive, but it does things spirulina can't do. I typically recommend using chlorella for 1 month, 3 times, or 4 times a year, either every 3rd month or every 4th month. You should use chlorella for the entire year. There are 2 or 3 times a year that I use spirulina, just prior to winter and just prior to fall and then just prior to winter. And both of those times I use the spirulina for 12 to 14 days. I take 10 grams a day to give my immune system a significant boost. However, my daily routine is to take the best of greens, which is it's a combination of all the known cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, 3-day-old broccoli, sprout. It has, of course, your kale, your cauliflower. We also have parsley. In addition to that, we have spirulina. We have chlorella, wheatgrass, barley grass, oatgrass, alfalfa. We have sea kelp, seed dulse, and a small smidgen of stevia, which takes the edge off of it. So it's like 15 different intensely green plants all mixed together. That's why we call it best of greens, and it is unexceeded. There is no other combination of green foods that has multiple ingredients that is better. I could assure you of that. And so depending upon whether you know people who are into barley green, pitch them on our barley. If you know people who are into Juice Plus, pitch them on our Hyrac fruit and veggie. Who are into any other product like Dr. Schultz or any of these mixed green products, tell them about best of greens or more greens. But either way, we have a green food product that's right for you, and I encourage you to get the tape, The Healing Miracle of Green Food, which is available for free with your startup kit. You should have gotten at least a dozen or so. And if you are active and you really want to distribute those and you're showing that you're using them to build your business, give us a call. We'll see if we can't get you out some more. And I know that you could buy them very inexpensively if you're really aggressive and want to have them constantly. I think we sell them to you at our cost. But the bottom line is that we have, you know, an amazing line of green foods, including organic Klamath algae. So if you know people are into CellTech, bring them over. Ours is less expensive and it's organic. We literally have something for every green food aficionado, because if there's one thing that every single member of this company, and that is a green food, your choice. We've created so many options. It is your choice, but you should be on a green food. Now, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from Dr. Wofield. I want to thank you for being with us tonight to let you know that I am so proud of our members and what we've accomplished. Our sales are going through the roof. The number of signups are going through the roof. And this is really because of your hard work, and the quality of our members is just unprecedented in the history of network marketing. And I'm absolutely serious about that. Someday we're going to have to brag, and I'm going to have to get permission from some of our members to brag about them. But we have amazing members. God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us this week.